What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled, I told you this was the long reach around to go after the white man. So a couple of years ago, I commented on one of Hammerhand's videos when Muslims were all the terrorists and everything wrong and bad was because of them. And I said to Hammerhand, that's the government's long reach around to go after white people. You guys need to understand this really good. At the end of the day, Muslims were never an issue. At best, Muslims are useful idiots. At worst, they're hypocrites and traitors. Just look at the Arabs in the Gulf countries. So, at the end of the day, the US government used the Muslim boogeyman as a way to take rights from Americans, spy on Americans. Guys, if it wasn't for 9/11 and Muslims, this country would be nowhere near as oppressive, tyrannical, corrupt as it is right now. It's just that the U.S. government enacted all sorts of laws, all sorts of security systems, all sorts of just tyrannical methods in the name of fighting them over there so we don't fight them over here, and they hate us because of our freedom. Today you look at Trump is BFF with a freaking terrorist that's still on the FBI's most wanted list. Okay, Trump got a $400 million private jet from the Gulf countries. So at this point, guys, that the mask has come off, that the Arabs and the U.S. government were in on it, Trump can no longer say, oh yeah, Muslims are bad, ISIS is bad. It's like, my nigger, you're shaking hands with an ISIS terrorist. You let an ISIS terrorist take over a country, come to New York and give a speech to the UN. The U.S. government can no longer say it's the Muslims, that we're doing TSA, we're doing NSA, we're doing all this Patriot Acts. They can no longer use the excuse of fighting them over there so we don't fight them over here, because it's over, right, guys? So the U.S. government enacted all the laws to spy on American people, all the laws to oppress the American people. Now it's time to bring those actual laws into play on American soil. So this whole civil war, this whole Mexican revolution going on in LA, it's all one big Hollywood production. Trust and believe, these are probably actors hired by Central Casting. I know, I was one of them. Okay, so now what Trump is gonna do, guys, is that he's gonna declare martial law, he's gonna bring in the military, and the American people are gonna cheer for him because, you know, he's getting rid of these insurgents, these illegal immigrants. He's gonna send them back to where they came from. But in reality, he is setting up the system. He is setting up the apparatus to go after white people. At the end of the day, guys, the U.S. government has to go after white people. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Of all the races and ethnicities on the face of the planet, the only people who can compare with Jews are white people. All other races are inferior to us Jews. Only white people can give us a run for our money. So if we have to eliminate any races out there, it's gonna be white people, okay? All the other races, they're just too damn stupid, too damn low IQ to understand what's going on. When it comes to the Asians, they may not be low IQ, but they're just low testosterone, they're docile. As long as they're living in their own xenophobic world, they really don't care, you know? So, at the end of the day, guys, you gotta understand, these LA riots that are going on right now, guys, this is just something Trump is doing to go after white people. That's the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to be able to silence white people, you know? If he can send in the military against Mexicans, why can't he send in the military against you and me for, you know, because he feels like it, right? This is what you guys need to understand, okay? The midterms are a year and a half away. A lot of Americans have come to the realization that Trump is a con artist, that he is utterly ineffective outside of a balloon in budget, causing chaos and just doing plain out nigger shit, you know. So it hasn't even been a full half year, and a lot of people have already lost faith in Trump, you know. So a year and a half, the midterms, you know, almost a year and a half from now, the Republicans are probably gonna lose, you know, guys. So, and before I end this video, I got like 3.5 minutes left, because there's a limit of 10 minutes when uploading directly to MGTOW TV from my iPhone. MGTOW TV doesn't set the limit, the iPhone does, you know, which is fine. It makes my videos under 10 minutes rather than, you know, an hour long. You guys need to understand this really good. Now is the best time for a third party. And I'm not talking about controlled opposition like the Reform Party or the No Labels Party or the Green Party. I'm talking a real motherfucking party. As you guys know, there's a MGTOW party in Florida. I know, I started it. Guys, join MGTOW. Create your own statewide MGTOW party. For you to create a party in your state, guys, 99% of the time it's probably going to be free, and it's probably going to be very simple, okay? To create a MGTOW party in Florida, I just needed 3 people: a chairman, me, co-chairman, and a treasurer / secretary, and just create our own constitution, bylaws, which I just copy and pasted from somebody else's constitution and bylaws and changed, you know, their name to MGTOW, and boom shakalaka, we got a political party. Guys, it's easier to get a political party going in Florida than it is to become a taxi driver, at least back in the day, you know, when you had exams and medical certification and shit like that. So the point I'm trying to get across to you guys right now is that we need a third party that actually offers solution, a third party that knows what the problem is. The problem is, it's the Jews. It's the Jews and women. That's the problem. When I say Jews, I'm not talking about Halsey or Martin Goldberg or Shlomo, who owns the deli down in the corner. Okay, I'm talking about Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, the Zionists, the people who are really responsible for everything wrong and bad. And when it comes to the FIFAs out there, guys, just take away their motherfucking rights, dude. What are they gonna do? Beat you up? You know? Let's see that happen, you know? Let's see a woman try to beat men up to get their so-called rights back. They can't do that, you know? So at the end of the day, guys, right now, we need... Guys, I am telling you this right now, okay? If we got the bigger people like Better Bachelor and so many other people in the manosphere on board with the MGTOW party, I would not be surprised if MGTOW actually starts winning election a year and a half from now. But of course, Fresh and Fit, Andrew Tate, they're all that faggot tranny, pearly things. They're all controlled opposition. They're just there to take your money, waste your time, and mislead you. But at the end of the day, guys, MGTOW party is needed. Talk to you later. Peace.